Yeah, short obviously is a good thing, but also presents some challenges.
Exactly.
How do you do you stay on top of players a lot during the off season, or do you kind of trust that they're doing the right things to be ready for?
I think for the most part, I leave them alone. We got a very deep and talented off-ice, training staff that keeps pretty close tabs on them. And I think it's healthy for them not to we trust them that they're going to do what they got to do. And then I think they have tools, from the strength group and development group to make sure they're putting the work in.
All right. Do you like stay in contact with them, just, seeing how things are going, outside of hockey?
Not so much in the summer. I mean, we see them, at the summer camp. I think maybe if the summer were a little bit longer, we'd feel like we got to check in a little bit more. But again, I think they are getting feedback. They are having communication with people and organizations. So I think it's good to leave them alone too.
Nice. Give them their space, give them their time away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, you good to hear that you're back in the area. It's as August starts to kind of drag on a bit, do you get a little anxious, wanting to get into the real thing, get into the training and get into the season?
Well, I'm excited about it for sure. Excited to see these guys again and hopefully build on the progress that was made. Had a nice playoff experience with all of these guys, and I want to see, first of all, training camp is going to be very interesting. I think there's a lot of guys who made some really, really great strides in their development at the end, and hopefully it becomes a very competitive camp in Chicago, and from there we'll start to get a little bit of better idea of what it'll look like in Rockford. Excited, obviously, to begin that process too, bringing the team together and trying to get off to a good start. I think a lot of the challenge in the beginning of the year is without much prep time, trying to become a team as quickly as we can, both on the ice and off the ice. So thinking about those challenges and excited about it.
And with that, coming in last year was, pretty brand new to you, your first year coaching in the AHL. Do you feel like you have a little bit more familiarity, a little bit, easier of a transition from year one to year two, having known some of the guys in the locker room for at least a year?
Yeah, that's nice to have some familiarity with many of the guys. We're going to have a lot back. We had a lot of rookies last year, and so we'll have more this year for sure. It'll be more first-year pros, but a lot of the guys that we worked with last year will have a chance to pick up where we left off, so that's fun. That's exciting. I think for me, I want to be better every year. I'm excited to hopefully continue to develop as a coach and do a better job. And so that's, I'm looking forward to that challenge, and I think everyone on staff is too. We felt like as a group we had some success, but no one's satisfied, and I think that's fun to be a part of a group like that.
Are there any guys this year that, are coming in that you maybe were able to get a look at, late last season or maybe even over prospect camp that you're excited to get into the system and get on the team and see what they have to offer?
Yeah, you mean as far as like rookies, like new guys coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the one guy who jumped out, Jola, I didn't know him at all, and is going to come at the end of the season, and you know, that's great. It's an opportunity for us to have a look at him, and he kind of forced his way in where we felt he could help us, and I thought he did very well. He goes a couple of months without playing, and then jumps right into the conference final, and so I'm excited to see how he will adapt to his first year in North America. He's been a pro. He's played pro in Finland, so he's got that under his belt. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how he adjusts. You know, as a defenseman, it's not easy to make the step playing the American League and hopefully at some point playing the NHL. But he's an interesting prospect. We have that on defense. There's going to be a lot of competition. We have some other first-year guys who are going to come in, and it's going to be a battle, and that's fun. It's going to be exciting to see how that all shakes. So I think there's even some of the other guys I'm excited to see. Our second-year guys, like, for instance, we had Lewis, who had an excellent rookie season. Highmore had an excellent rookie season. Ed Sell, he came over late. They have one good year. Sometimes guys take a step back. The challenge for them is not to do that, to continue to build. There's a lot of guys who I'm very interested to see how they handle the first full training camp and the first month or two here.
And it's, it's interesting you bring up, Highmore and Eidsel. Those are two guys that a lot of people are kind of speculating might actually have a shot to make the Blackhawks roster out of camp. Talking about their development from year one to year two, do you see anything in either of those guys that maybe, shows from year one that they are potentially NHL ready?
Well, they have a chance to prove themselves in camp, and I think I'm really looking forward to seeing if they take a run at it. Like, I thought the 2 months of playoff experience will really help them. That's big games, high-level games, high-level, competitive, a lot on the line. That can only be positive for their development and hopefully their development into full-time NHLers. But it's new year, and I think it's important that they had a good summer, and I believe they're doing everything they can to put themselves in a good spot to compete for a position. A guy like Dahlstrom, similar, right there on the line of being an NHL player. There's going to be some, I think, excellent competition in camp for those spots, and that's only good for the organization.
Yeah, and one of the more notable positions that's going to have a lot of intrigue for the entire organization this year is goalie. Obviously with the Corey Crawford situation, whether he's going to be ready at the beginning of the year or not, kind of still up in the air. But assuming that he is going to be healthy, it kind of leaves Rockford with a bit of an interesting situation, having three guys basically in the mix for two spots with Anton Forsberg, Colin Delia, and Kevin Lankinen, who was brought in. Do you have kind of an idea of if that situation comes up, how you're going to handle that? Are you going to keep three on the roster, or is it going to be whoever earns their spot is going to be there?
Yeah, well, that will play out as we go here. I think it's important not to go in with any preconceived decisions made. I think we got to let it play out during training camp, and that performance during training camp and exhibition, that's going to give us a lot of information we can make our decision on. As far as who's going to play, the best guy to pick. I like the idea of spreading out the work. But at the same time, the guys who earn the opportunity will get more, and that as it should be. We want to have competition, and they'll kind of make the decisions for us. part of what's going to make them hopefully be able to make a difference at the NHL level.
Now, one thing that's from a coaching perspective, you know, you came in last year. It was your first year, and you were taking over an organization in Rockford that was coming off a really disappointing season, had a lot of roster turnover. Now, going into next season, kind of a special year. It's their 20th season of professional hockey in Rockford, and you guys are coming off one of the best seasons that the organization has seen since it joined the AHL. Do you feel any extra pressure to, you know, maybe build off of last year, or are you, as a minor league head coach, are you more focused on getting the development for the Blackhawks organization, getting guys ready and getting that going? Is it more team results, or is it more player development?
I think it's both. I don't think it's one or the other. We have our main goal is to develop players so that they can help the Blackhawks win a Stanley Cup. How we do that is teaching them how to win here. And if they can help us win in Rockford, then they're more likely they can contribute to the NHL level. So, the lessons and what's important and, how we hold guys accountable and hopefully how they hold each other accountable, those same things, that's what's going to help them when they get to Chicago. So, we're developing them so they can help us win. We're developing them so they can help the Blackhawks win. When they get on the ice, they have responsibility to the team to do everything they can to help the team have success. And so, in my view, development and winning go hand in hand. So, there's pressure. We put pressure on ourselves. We're competitors. We want competitive guys. We want players who do whatever it takes to have team success. So, when we watch the numbers every day, that's the focus, and that's what we'll demand that of them and of each other.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be a bit of a challenging kind of double edge to maintain.
Not really. The challenge is sometimes the roster is in flux. Like we lose guys for, Blackhawks have an injury, we lose a guy, or we have an injury, we lose a guy, or there's, someone plays really well and shows that they can maybe help NHL level, well, he's going to go, but it's the same. Every team in the American Hockey League deals with the same issue, so we're not different. We have to do it better. We have to do it better than those other teams. We want to be, we challenge ourselves to find a way to improve every day and to compete harder than anyone and be hard to play against the team so that we can have team success. It's a challenge because it's everyone else is trying to do the same thing, but I don't think it's a matter of juggling it.
Okay. Well, Coach, I really appreciate, taking some time out of the summer talking with me today. I did want to end with some maybe a little bit of lighthearted questions here. Not too many, just one or two. But one thing that I always enjoy as like a hypothetical tying it to hockey is if you were a hockey stick, what part would you rather be, the handle or the blade? Well, the way that I perceive it is that the handle is sturdy and it controls where the rest of the stick goes, whereas the blade is the point of contact where, you're going to get a lot of the glory with, the movement of the puck.
I don't know. I honestly...
Have you ever been asked that one before?
I think you want to be the blade. That's where the action is.
Okay. I can respect that. All right. And the other one that I have is, would you rather have total control of the weather or have $10 million?
Total control of the weather, I think, because I think everything else would take care of itself.
Okay. All right. You'd rather have all the control, all the power on that one, then.
Well, as coming from a farming background, I think if you control the weather, I think you could do all right.
That's a good way to think about it. Okay. Well, hey, thank you again, Coach. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time off here before the season gets going. And good luck throughout training camp and as season gets started here in just about a little bit over a month, and I'll be seeing you again in Rockford sometime.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.